Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting second. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting third. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The DH, Darren Johnson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bobby Mitchell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting ninth. The second baseman, John Vukovic. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ed Sprague. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, John Knox. Batting second. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting third. The DH, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Lamont. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Woody Freeman. And now, play ball. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive towards third. Rodriguez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs takes first base on ball four. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Knox for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball four. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive towards the mound. Freeman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup takes first base on ball four. Horton moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Horton moves to third. Northrup moves to second. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Lamont is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamont strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 0 for 1 in the game. Knox hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Briggs is called out on strikes. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Scott moves to second. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman misplays the ball. That's an error on Brinkman. Scott moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards second. Knox scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Kaline moves to third. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount misplays the ball. That's an error on Yount. Kaline scores. Cash moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jean Lamont is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamont is 0 for 1 in the game. Lamont hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0 for 1 in the game. Vukovic hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 2 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 0 for 2 in the game. Knox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sprague juggles the ball. That's an error on Sprague. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Knox moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Knox moves to third. Rodriguez moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sprague fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berry for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Briggs moves to second. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Briggs moves to third. Scott moves to second. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Briggs tags and scores. Two outs. It's Brewers, 1, Tigers, 1. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Moore reaches second base with a double. Scott scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio now playing right field. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cash hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Lamont is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamont is 0 for 2 in the game. Lamont hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vukovic scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. John Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0 for 2 in the game. Vukovic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 3 in the game. Money hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Money reaches second base with a double. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Jim Ray now pitching. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Briggs hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Scott takes first base on ball 4. Money moves to third. Berry moves to second. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Money scores. Berry moves to third. Scott moves to second. It's 4-1. Brewers. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 0 for 3 in the game. Knox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vukovic fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coluccio. The throw from Lamont and he is safe. Coluccio steals second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Moore strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Hansen pinch hits for John Vukovic. Bob Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Johnson now playing second base. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horton strikes out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Northrup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaline moves to second. Tom Murphy now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Money takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from Lamont and he is out, Brinkman applying the tag. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Briggs hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stanley strikes out. One out. Gates Brown pinch hits for Gene Lamont. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie pinch hits for Ed Brinkman. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.